Welcome back. This is an advanced Ableton Live lesson for drum and bass producers who are already getting clean, tight drums but they still feel a little stiff. Today we're fixing that. The title is Breaking Grit Habits While Staying Tight, and that last part matters. The goal is not sloppy. The goal is controlled imperfection, micro timing, swing, ghost notes, and break-derived feel, without sacrificing punch, phase, or that club-ready snap. By the end, you'll have a 16-bar rolling DNB loop, tight kick and snare as the anchor, hats and ghosts that breathe and move, and optionally a break layer that adds air and human texture without turning your drums into mush. The core idea is simple. Tight core, loose top. Let's build it. First, session setup so your timing decisions actually mean something. Set your tempo around 172 to 176. For this tutorial, set 174 BPM. Set global quantization to 1/16. That keeps editing sane, even though we're going to intentionally move things off the grid. In the MIDI editor, start with a 1/16 grid. And keep in mind, we will occasionally use a 1/16 triplet grid for little jungle-ish camos, but only as spice, not as a full lifestyle change. Now step 1. Build the tight core. This is the spine of the groove. Create a drum rock on a MIDI track called Drums Core. Load a short, punchy DNB kick. Load a snappy snare that has some body around 200 HC and crack in that 2 to 8K region. Add a tight closed head if you want, but the core's really kick and main snare. Program the classic two-step backbone. Snare on beats 2 and 4, and keep those snares on the grid for now. For kicks, don't overthink it at the start. Put a kick on beat 1, then add a second kick either on one end, meaning that 1.3 feeling, or put it on beat 3 depending on the vibe you want. The specific kick rhythm can evolve later, but right now you're establishing something stable and repeatable. And here is a discipline check. Do not start grooving the main snare yet. In modern DNB, that snare is your authority figure. If you move it around too much, the whole track starts feeling smaller and less confident. Before you do anything fancy, set velocities. You're setting the dynamic truth early, so your ghost notes later don't accidentally compete. Main snare velocity, roughly 110 up to 127. Kick around 100 to 120, depending on sample. The exact numbers aren't sacred. The hierarchy is sacred. Now step 2. Create the loose top, using micro-tining without wrecking punch. Duplicate that drum track. Keep the original as drums core. Name the duplicate drums groove. On drums groove, remove the kick and main snare notes. This track is for hats, percussion, and ghost snares. If you do this right, you can get pretty wild up top, because the core is still holding the entire groove together like rebar in concrete. Now let's talk micro timing in a way that actually works. Don't think random nudges. Think intention. You're creating a repeatable timing shape, not just making mistakes on purpose. Turn off the fixed grid when you need to. In Ableton, CMD or Control plus 4 toggles the fixed grid. You can also hold a modifier while dragging notes depending on your settings. The point is, you want to be able to place notes slightly off the grid on purpose. Here are safe starting ranges in milliseconds heel terms. If you want laid-back roll, nudge hats late by about plus 5 to plus 15 milliseconds. If you want urgent drive, nudge hats early by about minus 3 to minus 10 milliseconds. For ghost snares, a classic move is late, plus 8 to plus 18 milliseconds. For little percussion fills, you can vary plus or minus 5 to 20 milliseconds, but be careful. The denser the pattern, the smaller your shifts should be. Dense patterns exaggerate timing mistakes. And here's a very DNB-specific rule of thumb that saves time. If it feels stiff, try late hats first. If it feels slow, try slightly earlier hats, but keep the main snare anchored. Quick coach note, use relative timing, not absolute timing. Pick a reference point. Usually it's the main snare transient on the core track. Then decide relationships. Hats can lean behind the snare for a laid-back pocket, or lean slightly ahead to create pull into the snare. Ghost notes usually sit behind the main snare so they feel like suction into the backbeat. Percussion can alternate early and late, but it should be the pattern. If you mute the core and your groove track sounds drunk, that's your sign. You're not creating a consistent timing signature yet. Okay, step 3. Ghost snares like a junglist, but mixable. On drums groove, add a ghost snare sample. Ideally, it's lighter and shorter than your main snare. If you only have one snare, duplicate it and make a ghost version. Turn it down. Then add EQ8. High pass it somewhere around 180 to 250 HE, sometimes even higher, because you want the ghost to stay out of the way of your main snare body and your low end. If it's poking too hard, dip a bit around 2 to 4K. placement ideas. Main snares are still on beats 2 and 4, in the core track. We're not touching those. On the groove track, at a ghost just before the main snare is a pickup. On a 16th note grid reference, a spot like 1.4.3 can work nicely. Then add another ghost somewhere mid-bar, around the 3.2 or 3.3 area, to create chatter and forward motion. But the real secret is not the placement, it's velocity. Ghost velocities should usually live around 20 to 55. Occasionally you can accent one at 60 to 80, but only if you want it to read as a deliberate phrase. If all your ghosts are loud, they stop being ghosts and start being small mistakes. Then micro-shift the ghosts a bit late, around plus 10 milliseconds, so they drag into the snare. Your main snare stays clean and on grid, but the groove feels like it's inhaling before the hit. Now step 4. Use grooves properly. Ableton's groove pool is controlled chaos if you treat it with respect. Open the groove pool. Bring in an Ableton Swing 16 groove as a starting point, or even better, extract one from a break in the next step. Apply groove to hats, shakers, ghost snares, percussion clips. Avoid applying it to the main kick and main snare, unless you are intentionally going for a loose, old-school jungle wobble. For modern rollers and techie DNB, the anchor usually stays disciplined. Starting settings that work surprisingly often. Timing around 30%, random around 3%, quantize around 10%. That quantize setting is the one people misunderstand. It's not the same as normal quantize. In the groove pool, quantize can pull the groove back toward the grid while still keeping the groove's shape. It's basically your tightness knob. And a big teacher note here, listen, don't stare. Groove is felt faster than it's understood. Now step 5, extract groove from a break. But keep your modern punch. Create an audio track called Break Groove Source. Drop in a break loop. Any funky break works. Classic breaks are great, but even a modern recorded top loop can give you a nice feel. Warp settings matter because they affect what groove you extract. Set warp mode to beats. Preserve transients. Transient loop mode forward. Envelope around 0 to 20. Lower envelope usually means cleaner transients, less weird smearing. Now right-click the warped clip and choose Extract Groove. That groove shows up in the groove pool as a new groove template. Apply that extracted groove to your hat and percussion MIDI, and to your ghost snare MIDI. Then keep it tight using groove pool quantize at around 10 to 25%. You're basically saying, give me that human feel, but don't let it wander away from the DNB grid. And here's a power move: when you find something you like, commit, then edit. In the clip's groove section, hit commit. Now the timing and velocity changes become actual note positions and values. And after that, you can manually fix only what needs fixing, usually just a handful of notes per bar. This prevents endless groove percentage tweaking and gets you back into making music. Step 6. Layer a break for feel without turning into mush. Create another audio track called Break Layer and duplicate your break into it. The mission is not full range break takeover. The mission is texture and air, so high pass it. Put EQ 8 first. High pass around 250 to 500 HE. If the break is harsh, dip a little around 3 to 6K. Add drum bus. Drive around 5 to 15%. Crunch 0 to 10%. Usually keep boom off, because boom loves to fight your sub and kick. If the break tails are washing out your groove, add a gate to tighten it. Then utility, you can widen a little, like 80 to 120%. But be careful, too wide can smear your cymbals and make the groove feel cloudy. Gain down to taste. Timing-wise, you have two good options. Option 1, warp it tight to the bar so it lines up structurally, and let the extracted groove handle the feel elsewhere. Option 2, nudge the entire break layer slightly late, like 5 to 12 milliseconds for that behind-the-beat glue. That's a classic way to make the program drums feel like they're sitting inside something organic. Now a very important warning about layering and micro-timing. Don't let micro-timing break your transient stack. If you have two hat layers and you nudge one, you can create facey, papery attacks. So either separate their roles by frequency and envelope, or align their transients intentionally. Simple rule, if a layer is mainly for attack, keep it close to the grid. If it's mainly for motion and air, that layer can drift. Also, remember tightness isn't only timing, it's envelopes. A late hat can still feel sharp if it's short and snappy. A perfectly on-grid hat can still feel messy if the tail is long and washing over the next subdivision. So in drum rack, in simpler or sampler, shorten decay on hats and ghosts. Add only a touch of release if you want glue, but don't let it smear. Step 7. Build tight variations across 16 bars. TNB needs repetition, but it can't be lifeless. The trick is to keep the pocket consistent while your ear gets new details. Here's a clean 16-bar plan. Bars 1 to 4. Establish the groove. Basic loop. No showing off yet. Bars 5 to 8. Add an extra ghost note and a small hat variation. Nothing that changes the anchor. Bars 9 to 12. Introduce a small kick change, but keep the snare stable. Snare stability is what makes variations feel like confidence instead of confusion. Bars 13 to 16. Pre-drop energy. Busier tops. Occasional break accent. Maybe a tiny automation push. Workflow tip. Duplicate 4 bar blocks and edit lightly. This keeps your groove consistent and stops you from rewriting your timing signature every bar. If you're on live 11 or 12, no chance is powerful for controlled life. Use it only on non-essential ticks like tiny rims, Foley clicks, micro percussion. Set chance around 20 to 40% for occasional spice. Keep it sparse, because DNB hates the feeling of uncontrolled randomness. And another advanced move, once a probability groove feels good, resample 8 bars. Now the randomness becomes your signature performance, and you can edit it like auto. Step 8. Keep tightness with a drum control bus. Group drums core, drums groove, and break layer into a group called drum bus. On the bus, add glue compressor. A tad around 3 to 10 milliseconds so the snare crack still punches through. Release auto, or somewhere around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. Ratio 2:1. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. This is glue, not flattening. Then EQ 8. Maybe a tiny low cut around 20 to 30 Hz if there's rumble. Maybe a small notch around 250 to 400 if it's boxy. Limiter only if you need safety. Do not crush your transients. In drum and bass, transients are basically the emotion. And here's the concept tying everything together. You can get creative with micro timing on your top layers, because your core anchor and your drum bus keep the system coherent. That's how you break grid habits while staying tight. This audio version is shortened for playback.